Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
You know, if you listen carefully to that intro, we always are talking about the end of it, but they don't keep coming up short. But we're talking about the sell of the week, so maybe you want to come up short sometimes, but you definitely want to learn about the methodologies that say, hey, I would like to get out of something. And that's why we bring you each week the sell of the week, sort of the counterpoint to the point that Charles Roquelon makes on this show every Tuesday. So he gives us the buy of the week on Tuesday. Yesterday, it was Constellation Brands, ticker symbol STZ. Yeah, popping the corks on that because he was expecting 12 to 15% upside conservatively over the next year in Constellation, wine spirits maker and importer. Today, we'll find out about the sell of the week. But remember, if you want to find out what he's doing the rest of the week, go to Twitter and follow him at Charles Roquelon. And go to AAII.com and learn about the AAII Journal and all that they do there. Charles, welcome. Charles Roquelon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Family Dollar Stores.
Okay, Family Dollar Stores. You know, I have to tell you, Charles, I do not keep a list on you, but I know we've done this year. It's ticker symbol FDO. What's going on? Why this one again? Is this one where it's gone from bad to worse, or is this one where the first time it didn't quite get where you wanted it to, so now you got to pick on it again because you really think, okay, now my timing's better?
Well, this is a case where I actually said the right things in January, and the trend's just not getting better. This is a stock, and I said yesterday I was looking at earnings estimate revisions, and our earnings estimate revisions screen on AAII.com. We have one that looks for positive estimate revisions, and we have one that looks for negative estimate revisions. This showed up on a negative. And when I talked about it on January 10th, I talked about how it was disappointing. It had negative sales trends. The company came out with a new earnings report for fiscal second quarter, and they said fiscal second quarter sales fell by 6.1%. They also said comparable sales decreased by 3.8%. As a result of decreased customer transactions, that they also blame decreased customer transactions last quarter. So you're seeing a continuation of this negative trend. They also said the 2013 holiday season, and I'm quoting here, was challenged by a more promotional, competitive environment and a more financially constrained consumer. That's not the type of thing you want to hear an executive say about his company. That means they're struggling, and they did blame weather, and weather did hurt EPS by at least 5 cents per share. But the big thing is that they're not getting sales from their customers, and they're seeing these negative trends, and all signs right now point to those trends not getting any better. There's no improvement in sight for the stock.
Yeah. So in other words, there aren't enough people saying,
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. It's Family Dollar Stores, and there's not enough people buying. But at the same time, in January, you were calling for a 10% decline, and you've gotten it. Now, you got it, I think, a little faster than you expected, if I recall correctly, but you weren't forecasting more. So this has gone from bad to worse because you've got to be expecting at least another 10% decline, or you wouldn't be talking about it, would you?
Yeah, and there's two things that have me concerned. One is gross margins. They declined by 0.2 percentage points, so not a big decline, but they did decline from last year. But the company said it's going to respond to these negative sale prices by lowering prices on about 1,000 basic items. Now, it sounds like a big number, and out of their store, I don't know how many products they actually have in a single store, but it does suggest that margins, which have been trending down, are now going to trend down even further. That's going to hurt profits. They're also going to lay off staff. They're going to close 370 underperforming stores, and they're going to slow the growth of new stores. So when you look at this, it's hard to see where profits are going to get better. In fact, you can see where profits are going to get worse, even if they write off the restructuring costs. You're looking at lower gross margins, which flow through to profits. You're looking at them trying to engage more in a price war, and you're not seeing where any of these things they're doing is necessarily going to help boost customer traffic. If they're engaging in a price war and they're complaining about promotional environments, that's not really good for shareholders. And so I think when you're looking at this, you have to expect earnings to drop. And we are seeing analysts cut their forecast. The full year forecast is now down about 7% from a month ago, with analysts reacting negatively to what the company's saying and also to its lowered guidance. And I think that's a sign that things could continue getting worse for this company, and that's going to be lead to a further declines in the stock price.
Yeah, I mean, your Family Dollar stores, if you're going to cut the prices on a couple of, you know, 1,000 basic items, et cetera, maybe you need to, in this restructure, rename your company and make it Family Half Dollar Stores.
Yeah, perhaps. And you have to really wonder what they're actually going to do and what kind of margins they really do have to cut on some of this stuff, because it is so low. And it's interesting. So when I look at the valuation here, trying to figure out, okay, how low can this valuation get? If you use a current full year estimate of $3.18, you assume the stock's going to fall down to its five-year average PE of 16.1. That suggests 10% downside, but you have to think, given all those things, is that consensus estimate too high? And if it is, then you have to lower your price target even more, which implies a bigger drop. And so you can see where the company's in this bad cycle, and until it works its way out of it, you could be looking at a situation where you see expectations lowered and lowered again.
It was bad when you talked about it the first time, 10% since January, and it's apparently worse now because you just said at least another 10%, assuming the five-year average PE and other things in the consensus estimate are sort of spot on. So it's Family Dollar Stores, which maybe should be Family 5 and 10 or something, for those who are old enough to remember 5 and 10 cent stores. But it's the sell of the week. Now, the buy of the week yesterday was Constellation Brands. That's ticker symbol STZ. The guest of the week this and every week, Charles Roquefort, the only one who joins us twice, editor of AAII Journal. Charles, always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again next week.
I do as well.
Remember, for more information, go to AAII.com or follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roquefort. We have just gotten things started on the Wednesday, April 23rd edition of Money Life, but we're getting rolling, and the big interview is next when Money Life continues.